Tuesday, Parshas Korach, Shir. Chaf Gimel for some people, and Chaf Dalet for others.
Thursday, right?
What's that?
Relevant.
Yeah, it's going to be pushed off. We want to get to the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, my friends. Okay, have a nice big bechina. Zaftig. Rabbi, we're talking over here about the sugya of Itztabo. We started off with one sugya of Psal. We're moving on to the sugya of Doifen Akuma. But what's interesting in the beginning of the sugya of the Andavdalid Amir Aleph over here is the fact that we're talking about the Milame Esrim, and that's what the Itztabo is there to serve that problem, to solve that problem. And it's not clear what's the problem of the Milame Esrim. The Rush says the Milame Esrim is that the Schach is Kishpudim Shel. So it seems like the Rush is saying the problem is a din in the schach. Rashi seems to say that you have to be machshir the defanois. And then Rashi talks about the halal. So what is this? Is this a problem with the halal? Is the problem with the fanos? Is the problem with the schach? What exactly is it? Does it depend on rubber, abzera? How does this work? It's not clear. If you look at the next sugya, which are sugya, Rashi also, it seems to like change gears in the middle of the Rashi. Let's take a look, my friends. Elam has pens? Did we find our pen thing?
We have a new pen.
Oy vey, what's going to be?
Mont Blanc
box. Is it in there maybe? Did anyone check in there? Is there? No?
If you ask Leib Rob, I think he cleans this notion in there.
Oh, okay. Maybe someone threw it out, didn't know what he was throwing out.
It's here.
Ah. Gevaldik. Gevaldik! You can put some of these pens in there if you want, just to add to it. David, you put these back afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi Say, here we are. Zok the Gemara! Zok the Heilige Gemara! How did Rashi learn Kshera? What's Kshera? Kol HaSukkah is Kshera. Who argued? The Rush bringing Rabbeinu Yishaya. The Rush and Rabbeinu Yishaya seem to argue. Okay. Uminatzad. Now your Itztaba is from the side. In my Gemara, I have a bird's eye view. Some of the newer Gemaras, they have the 3D regular frontal view. Yeah, but I think we all figured it out, I hope, by now. Minatzadim yesh misvats itztaba la koisel dalin amas. Psula pochas me'arba amas. Kshera. Less than arba amas is going to be kosher. Why is it going to be kosher? Says the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon. Darmina Doifin Akuma? Tanina, you coming to tell me Doifin Akuna? I learned already in a Mishnah. We're a Gemara. Who wrote the Gemara? Amiraim, Stacha Mishnah. Amiraim, what are you coming to teach me? It says in the Mishnah, Bayesh, and if Chasisicha Gabav, Yeshba, Koisel, Sich Dal, Ramas, Psula, Pachas Mikan, Ksheret, Dal, Ramas, same Doifin Akuma thing. Maratim, Hasum, the Chazia Doifin Avalachot, Lo Chazia Doifin Amaloi, Kamash Malon. Number Zen Rashi. Rashi Dimaschul Min Hatzad. It's the second line from the bottom of the thinner lines. Min Hatzad. Kigoyin Bana Itztabal Pnei Echod Mi Doifnei Atzadim. Im Yesh Misvas Itzla Kaisel Hasheni Lechiko Min Dalad Ames Psula. Why? Says Rashi. Deloy Hunchshru Itztabazel Lishnei Defanois. You're only Machshir to Defanois. You need to be Machshir Defanois. What does it mean to be machsh? That's what Rashi. That's the Gemara said. It's like chazya liyos doifin. There's doifin. It's not chazya. You're machsher. Oyser shesamach lemanatzad ve'emtzoy shoyish itzba magila. Pachas me'arba amis ksheira. Here comes. This is important, Rashi. Rabbi said, I want you to help me out. Sha'af hu huchsher al yaldoy. This doifin is also becomes kosher through the itzba. How? The kaimel analach lemosh misinai. The machshri sukkah de akimas doifin. And our Bahamas Chosar Mashu, says Rashi, V'royin Schacha Elyon HaMuchubah L'Doifin HaRochayk Ki'ilu Min HaDoifin Atzmai. I'm going to see the Schach Elyon that's connected to the Doifin as if it is from the Doifin Atzmai. V'akum, and it's just bent. Ad Kineget Svasa Itztaba, all the way till the Itztaba. V'kan Moidedin Es Goivon Misvasa Itztaba L'Malo. Now Hold on a second. Are we talking about the doifen, or are we talking about the chalal? Rashi starts off. The beginning of the Rashi says, who means the doifenheim, the third doifen? You are machshir shnei defanos. However, if it's pochus mi'arba'am, it's af hu hochshir al yado. Even the third doifen is hochshir. So Rashi starts talking about the doifen in the beginning, and then Rashi says, why? Because we see it as if the doifen is connected, and says v'kan moidedin es goivan, and now we're being moided. From here you might did the goiva. Misasa it's the Vomaila. Vafa Pisha Mitacht of Nimshach Klape Chutz. Ho the Roisha in a kola ad kan zel goiva chalala. When a smite chalala mitachtov. So Rashi's talking about the doifen or the chalal. So some people want to learn. Rashi's talking about two things. Because you have two issues over here. One issue is you have to know that your doifen is connected to your sukkah. If your doifen is out there, what connects your doifen to your sukkah? Of your schach. And the other thing is, yeah, but the sukkah can't have a halal. It's more than esrim. What makes my sukkah's halal is an esrim? Because we're moided from here, that's the halal. Yeah, but I have a problem. How big is your doifen? More than 20. The doifen's pasul. Your doifen's pasul. Your doifen's more than 20. Someone asked me the question this morning. Anyone ask me this question this morning? Oh, your doifen's more than 20. So why is the kasher? Who says the daifin has to? Who says it's a psul and the daifin? Hold on a second. Who says a psul and the daifin? Rashi said it's a psul and the daifin. The daifin's not. It's more than lamayla me'asrim. That's the chazi liyos daifin. What? So how does it work? So says David, when Rashi says the wall, you count the wall from over here. We're not talking about the chalal. We're talking about the daifin. We're measuring the daifin. So why is Rashi talking about the chalal? Let's read the Rashi again. I think David's right. When Rashi is addressing that you measure it from here, it means measure the daifen from up here. So what does Rashi say? Let's see the Rashi again. Rashi says, "Vikan moidedin es goivon." From here, I'm close to the end of the Rashi we just read. "Vikan moidedin es goivon." From here, you measure the goiva. The goiva of what? The goiva of the daifen. Kan moidin is goivan. Misvasa itztaba umaylo. You're going to measure the height of the wall from the itztaba until over there. V'yafagav shemitachtov nimshach klapei chutz. Even though the wall, it goes outward over here, goes outward. Hoyol v'roisha eina koila ad kan. Being that the head of the wall only ends over here. Zeu goiva chalala. Zeu goiva chalala. Who's talking about chalala? We're talking about the wall. And it's mamish machlichting the sugya. So yeah, but we're talking about the daifin. Why are you talking about the chalitzaba?
We need to make the
itzaba kosher first. But how'd you make the daifin good? David's saying we're making the daifin good by doing this. How'd you make the daifin good?
Moving it over against the itzaba.
We're going like this. Is the daifin above 20?
Yeah. Then once it counts from there, we're counting from the top to the top of the itztaba.
Okay.
Which is less than 20.
So, but what does that have to do with chalala? Why are you talking about chalala? You're talking about the daifin. Are we talking about daifin? Talking about the chalal? What are we talking about?
We're in the sukkah. You're talking about
two separate
things. Well, chalal means halal, the space.
Isn't chalal? Yeah, chalal is based on the daifin. Meaning, when you once, if the daifin's like this, and the itztaba starts over here,
yeah,
and from here to here is less than 20 because the itztaba's higher,
yeah,
then the chalala, meaning the space between the height of the itztaba, technically, meaning the height of the sukkah on top of the itztaba, is less than 20.
But how high is the daifin?
Less than 20 because the daifin will count it from here.
But the daifin.
Over here.
So why are you talking about the chalal? You're saying that this is the height of the daifin is only, even though the daifin is above 20.
Now the daifin's over here, kind of.
Okay, so if the daifin would be over here, then the daifin would be above 20. Now the daifin moved over here, got shorter?
Yeah, because the itztaba's higher.
How did that happen? So listen, we have to be masbir how that happens. Rav Asher says a tight shrub, we say. I want to be masbir. And a machlichtig the sugya. Okay? You see it in Rashi, but you need this one nakuda. Rashi says, it says, Rabbi Asher, what's the yisoid of a doifin in a sukkah? We could say a doifin is because you need to have a doifin, just like you need to have a man, you need to have a table, you need to have a doifin. He says, no, the vort of the doifin is to create a halal. The yisoid of a doifin is to create a halal. So the doifin has to create a halal that's less than 20. If the doifin somehow, I have a doifin, that if you measure the size of the doifin, it's above 20. But it created a halal of less than 20. Is it going to be okay? The doifin mitzad, just measure the doifin itself, is above 20. But the halal that it created was less than 20. Is it going to be okay? Yes. There's no din in the doifin has to, can't be 20. Where'd you get that din from? Why is the din in the doifin according to Rabbi Zeira? Din in the doifin? What else? According to the rabbi, why is the din in the doifin? It's not. It's that the doifin has to make a halal of 20. And if the doifin doesn't make a halal of 20, the doifin's puzzle because that's not doing its job. Its job is to create a halal of 20. Lu Yehei, the doifin created a halal of 20. I don't care the size of the doifin. Doesn't make a difference the size of a doifin.
If it's kvar, why I care. I do care about the doifin. This can be alright.
So it's a shiloh if it's a din of the doifin, b'chal. We said it's even a din in the sichuch. It's not necessarily a din in the doifin. It's a din in that... Right, we said it's the hechsher, but if it's kvar, maybe it would be, maybe then it would be more of a din of the doifin.
Why would you need three walls?
What?
Because no chal if you don't have three walls. Why would you need a doifin if you don't have three walls?
Yeah, you're not going to need three walls. You're even going to need four walls. This is going to explain why we need four walls. We were medayik in Rashi. Rashi says, what happens when you have three walls? What's the fourth? Kuloi Pesach. Rashi doesn't say kuloi pasuach. Why doesn't Rashi? Why? What does it mean kuloi Pesach? Rashi says you have to close. This has to be a closed area. A sukkah, there's a yisoid, the sukkah has to be, that's what mechitzos are. I'm closing off an area. If the fourth one's open, I didn't close it off. So what makes this, I need a halal. A halal has to have dimensions. What are the dimensions? It's this, by forever. It doesn't make sense. So it can't be pasuach. It can't be open. Open would be that it doesn't have it's not an area. It has to be Pesach in order to close it off. So we're closing off this area. So the yisoid of the doifin is to create a halal of esrim. That's what it means. It's l'chazi l'yis doifin. Because it's not creating it has to create a halal of less than 20. But now that I made doifin akuma, so I'm looking, I see the halal of this area is from here. So my doifin's fine. My doifin's above 20. Don't make a difference. I don't care if my doifin's above 20.
So there's no din doifin mifnei atzmai.
There's no din doifin mifnei atzmai, and maybe there's no din schach mifnei atzmai. The psul of schach is also, it's a schach, that's mesachach on a halal, a mile of esrim. So I'd say like this. The yisoid of everything is halal. But halal mitzad atzma is not a psul. There's no psul in the halal. It's just I need a doifin that makes a halal. I need a schach that makes a halal. Right? You can't passel my halal. Your halal is passel. What does that mean? What are we passeling? There's no. You don't make a halal. I can passel your defanos because your defanos is supposed to make a halal. I can passel your schach because your schach. So what's the psul here? We said we said I don't get it. There's a din halal. There's a din in the schach. There's a din in the defanos. The answer is no. There's a din in the halal which will passel your defanos and your schach or your schach. Yeah.
So if halal is a direct product of the defanos and the schach.
Yeah.
When Rashi says it's a problem in halal, that means that Rashi is saying it's a problem in the schach as well.
It could very well be the problem if it's not the Ma'amim Esrim. It could be Rashi holds the Ma'amim Esrim is Schach Pasal. It's Rashi holds the Ma'amim Esrim is Schach Pasal.
The first time we made a mention of halal is in regards to Ma'amim Esrim.
Right.
We never mentioned halal.
Right.
Expanding.
Right.
Now, Rav Asher is saying a bit chiddush that halal. Who said halal was only a din for goyva? Who said that halal needs to be in width?
Because the yisoid of halal is that we need to have a space.
But you only know that in regards to your sukkah needs to be below a certain space. Not that you need to sit in a clearly defined space. The whole time we mentioned halal is just that your schach shouldn't be too low.
Right, that's correct. But we'll see in the sugyas over here that we compare it to mashal to machitzas of Shabbos. The machitzas of Shabbos is to create that there's a defined area. We have to we're saying that there's the inyan of sukkahs has to define an area. And that's part of a bias. A bias is a defined area. It has to be. I'm not sure exactly what the makor is. Where the makor from it? I'm not sure.
It's
his saying.
Yeah. We're making now.
In other words,
so
is a. Yeah, but the Gemara does that. The Gemara says migu, right? Migu I have definitely in Sukkah, I have definitely in Shabbos. The Gemara compares it to Shabbos. Shabbos, what exactly is the makor? That we have to figure out what the makor for that is. Okay. I'll call upon him. L'choira, that can be the pshat here. That was really the whole yisoid is the doifen vis-a-vis the halal that the doifen makes. Says Rashi Vayter. Bayashenifchas. Rashi says gagoy, the roof fell in. V'gagin shalahem chalokim heim. Their roofs were flat. V'shoven, and they were equal. V'loy meshupin, and they weren't on an angle. V'nifchas hagag b'emtzoy, and the gag, just in the middle of the gag, the roof caved in. Rabbi Yashav asks, why is Rashi saying that the roof is flat, and the roof is not flat? Why does the roof have to be flat? Why does that have to be the case? You know, there are roofs that are angular roofs, and then there's flat roofs. Rashi says, oh, that roof was flat. Why does the roof have to be flat? What is Rashi? What would be the problem? Rashi says, "Oh, their roofs were flat. Why did Rashi need to say that their roofs were flat? And if the roofs were on an angle, you can't put schach on a roof that's nifchas on an angle. Why not? What does Rashi want with the fact that they're flat?
I think
what?
The schach may fall.
You can't figure out how to do no. Jews are pretty. Jews will figure it out. What?
It's a more simple case than saying.
Why is it more simple?
It's easier to explain.
Yeah, but you know, that's just easy to just put the schach on top. I don't know what were the other roofs like. Our roofs go like this. Right? What are the old roofs? What are the ones? What did they do in Rashi's time? What did the roofs look like? They were round. What? I understand. In Rashi's, what were they? They're slanted like this? Like this? Just like this? So then what's the problem? Like, I've cut at the top. Just put your slach on top. I don't get... What's the problem? It's round? Even around. The top fell off. You put it on the... I don't get it. Either way, it's going to be symmetrical that you could... It's only like this, and it's like this. So then the middle falls out, and you can't figure out how to put your slach. I don't know. I mean, you could put a bar and just put your schach. I don't hear what's such a. It's like so complicated. Rashi has to tell us that. It works out because it's a flat roof. So it's much more than that. Hold on. Says Rabbi Yashiv. Listen, the Maisa roofs that are slanty. It's much more obvious that you could say doifen akuma on slanty roofs. Why? Because what's the yisod of a doifen? A doifen is I'm going to say vertical, right? So is this vertical? This is all vertical. This can all still be considered doifen. Is this vertical? Not even a little vertical. So, as long as I'm on a slant, I'm good with doifen akuma. Doifen akuma is simpler. It's simpler because it's all doifen. I could call this doifen. Yeah, I could call that doifen. That's not a problem. How about this? I could call that doifen. How about this? I could call that doifen. How about this? How do I call that doifen? That's doifen. That's a big chiddush. So if bayis shenifchas was like this, I would say that's a simple doifen akuma. Now our Gemara says, what's the chiddush in our case of schach and itztaba that doifen akuma? I saw it already in bayis shenifchas. That's not a good kasha. Bayis shenifchas, maybe it's doifen akuma because everything is vertical, but in our case it's totally horizontal. So what's the Gemara's question, my Kamashmol? And Kamashmol, that this is also doifen akuma. Says Rashi, that's not a good teretz. Why? Because Bayis shenifchas was also vertical. It was also totally horizontal. And if it's totally horizontal, so then it's the same thing as our case. Our case is like this. Bayis shenifchas is like this. So what's the difference? That's what Rashi's coming to Bavaran. Rashi's coming to the Gemara could have said a very simple chiddush. Bayis shenifchas, I understand why it's Leifin Akuma, because it is a Leifin, right? It's doing something vertical, but over here it's totally horizontal. That would be the Chiddush. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Nice to Chais, that's also a case of horizontal. Now, everybody say this all works in Rashi, yeah?
According to what Rebbe was saying before, where it's just the Yisayd of Halal and the Levanais and the Schaf is what helped us create the Halal.
Yeah.
So, if it's not Kasher Schach that we have over here and we're trying to fill it with something else, it's easy to understand what this pshat, that it's a Daifin.
It's still not a Daifin. This is Daifin.
Yeah,
means
but the point of Daifin by us is just to create a Halal.
But to create a Halal this way. This is called Tikra. It's not called Daifin. So your Tikra has to be made out of Schach. How did I make my Tikra into my Daifin? In other words, you're saying it's true. It creates a Halal. This all creates Halal. I hear you. But the fact, I would call this roof. If you would go over to someone and say, that's my wall, it's not a wall, it's a roof, right? Like, my wall can be leaning. If I make a teepee, so what would you say? This is all my wall. We'll make a teepee, part of it's my schach. I could look at it two different ways. I could hear that, I could look at it this. But this, I can't look at it as wall. So it's definitely a bigger chiddush. Now, basically, this is all assuming that what Doifen Akuma does is Doifen Akuma is making my schach into Doifen. And that seems to be what Rashi says. If you look, I will read the Rashi again. Rashi says, "Royin schach ha'elyoin ha'mechuber le'doifen arocha ke'iluhu min ha'doifen." The schach is doifen, so it's not schach anymore. Now we're saying the schach is doifen. Comes the Rosh and says, "Lefi Rashi, you cannot sleep underneath that schach. Why? Because that schach is doifen." Hare ein kan schach, says the Rosh. It's not schach anymore. We just changed it. We made it into doifen. And it's very schwer in the cheshvan of the Gemara. But it makes sense. But it's schwer in the cheshvan of the Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? It's taba be'emtza. What does the Gemara say? Ksheira. What did Rashi learn? Ksheira means ksheira. Kol asuka. And the Gemara says, meratzad. Pachos be'aros ksheira. What does ksheira mean? Only on the Itztaba. That's not Gishmak. That's not so Gishmak.
Why not Gishmak? The first thing about the Chiddush and the whole Sukkah, and the second thing about the Chiddush.
In other words, each one has its own Chiddush. How do we know? Yeah. So you have to be a Gor, Grois HaLamdin, like Rabbi Halpern. What's the Chiddush when Ksheir? The Chiddush is a lot of Ksheir called Sukkah. And over here, I have another Chiddush, so Ksheir means something else. But to me, Ksheir and Ksheir, it's just... It's a little nishdakvem for me to say ksheira and ksheira. One ksheira means one thing, the other ksheira means something else. You're right, in Lumdus I can understand why, but I'm not so comfortable. Okay, Ken Zayn, we're going to try to say, and together with Rabbi Wagner, ksheira kolash. Devaylo sashtein tois harosh. No, it can't be ksheira kolash sukkah. It can't be, because you're not sitting under the schach. You're sitting under the doifin. Ein kan schach el doifin. Look for the lashon of the Rosh. The Rosh says, Lahirshir Rashi kol hasukkah. We're on Ois Beis, the second paragraph. The kasav sham harosh vizel shaynai. Lahirshir Rashi kol hasukkah shaharei ein lo schach. Kivin shiroyin as a schach kilu koy salakum. You don't have schach. You can't sit under our wall. You don't have schach here. Kilu koy salakum ad kan shaynai.
Why can you sit under a schach above 20?
Because that's schach. You made it to Eifin Akuma.
I mean, in the first case, where Rashi said it's kol asukah, right?
Because of psal.
Because of psal. But there's no schach. This is above 20.
There is schach, but psal makes it okay. But over here, it's not schach. Because over there, you have schach. You're sitting under schach.
It's above 20.
It's okay, but it's not above 20, because mikolech psal, you can be machshu, but you can't be machshu a doifin. There's a doifin, there's not schach.
Why
is
not
psal
also? It's a
doifin
in order to be
matched
in
his. So, but I'm not. So he says, "Ein kan schach." He says, Rashi agrees that if I have a puzzle, if I have puzzle schach, I can't be matched a puzzle schach. I have a doifin over here. You can't.
The first case was above 20. That's puzzle.
So we explained that it's not because of psal. It gets the halal of where Moedid in from on the Itztaba, and therefore it's Yitzchak Kosher. Rashi Avada agrees it would be Shpunin Shel Barzal, it wouldn't work. That was what Rashi was saying. Rashi holds that it gets the Hechsher from over there, but over here this is Doifen, says the Rosh. How does it work? Let's go step by step.
Why are you looking at the elk like this? Why can't you say it's like a curve and you're underneath the Schach?
You're not, because either way you're under the Doifen.
You're inside the sukkah, and this punk is not straight, it's curved. Like
it doesn't make a difference, but you're sitting underneath the daifen.
The daifen goes to there, and there's my ceiling.
But right, look, you have to do a plumb line. What are you sitting under? You're trying to sit on an angle. You can't sit on an angle.
You said vertical to make a difference. If it's not straight, the vertical is this way.
You can't do that. You can't say, I'm sitting under that. That's my schach. Can you make your schach sideways? Can you make your schach over there and say, I'm sitting under my schach?
If your walls are like this?
You can't do that. You can't do that. You're sitting underneath. It's underneath. You're sitting underneath your daifen. You can't say, okay, my schach will be on the side. You make your walls over here and put your schach over there and say, I'm sitting under my schach. I'll turn myself sideways like that.
You have to always make sure that it's exactly straight.
And a chanami. It's
not true, because you can have a little curve.
But you can't sit under it. You can't sit under it. You can't sit under your daifen. You have to sit under your schach.
Why can't we
use the
Dinit Sal?
Because you...
Well, I understand you can't, because the Dinit starts here.
Right.
You
can't, because then your Dinit is not touching your... In order for your Dinit to touch your Schach, you have to change this into Dinit. If this is Dinit...
Yeah, of course. Obviously, the wall is not going to be vertical all the whole time. It's going to turn horizontal at some point.
Right. It has to turn horizontal exactly by the Itztaba.
Why can't we say the Itztaba is over here? We know the psal works. Once we know our wall could touch the Itztaba, you could use psal.
You can't, because you have to be sitting underneath your schach. You're not underneath your schach.
Dalaramas. We're talking about now it's all Dalaramas. Why can't it be...
Because then it's not touching your Itztaba, then it's not kosher. Your Daifen has to go all the way to your Itztaba in order to make that's the Halal. If you're going to go over here, then your Daifen's Pasal, because your Daifen is now, is no longer, is Lamayim Esrim. It's only going to hit Esrim if it goes exactly to here. Once it goes here, I can't sit off the Itztaba. That's what the Rosh says. So Mele says the Rosh, I can't sit there. Yeah.
The Mishnah later on in the Parak seems to say not like what we're saying right now, because it says that if I have a slanted roof, as long as I have a tefach of like this, or a tefach that separates from the wall or from the floor,
my tefach
says
it's not for now. Not for now. Okay, so that's what we're coming out according to the Rosh. The Ritva, however, brings a shita that you can sit tachtov. The Ritva brings a shita you can sit underneath the off the itztaba. So, how could you sit off the Itztaba? L'chayra, if you're sitting underneath your daifen, you can't sit off your Itztaba. So l'chayra, we have to say a different pshat in what daifen akuma is. We were assuming daifen akuma means that you're transforming your schach into daifen. Comes along the Ritva and says, no, maybe that's not pshat in daifen akuma. What's the pshat daifen akuma? We see your wall as if your wall moved. Daifen akuma means that it's ki'ilu the wall moves, and then if the wall my schach will stay schach. I'm not changing it. I'm leaving it. I'm just moving my wall from far away from the itztaba to next to the itztaba. And now that it's next to the itztaba, now everything's going to be kosher. I have a daifen next to my itztaba. What's the problem? And therefore, I'm not sitting underneath. Schach pasul. I'm sitting underneath schach kosher. Frekt the taisus arush. So then you're sitting outside of your sukkah. What do you mean? You moved your wall. You moved shkoyach. Now you're outside of your sukkah. Okay, we'll have to deal with that. But you see that this is a rush. Learns it's not the pshat. I'm going like this, and I'm sitting over here. I'm sitting under daifen. I'm not sitting under daifen. I'm sitting outside of my sukkah. How did I get out of my sukkah? I'm sitting in the sukkah. No, my wall moved over here. So somehow I'm out of the sukkah. Okay, so obviously there's a new pshat. Shot in Doifen Akuma, Rabbi Sai. Two pshat in Doifen Akuma. What?
Maybe it's like a thick wall. You didn't move the wall here, I spread the wall.
Oh, great. So you're sitting in your wall.
In your wall. Why not? Why not?
You're right. We both want it. It's a good question. So we, I swear, with Aaron Schick. Here. This is your itzdava, right?
Yeah.
You're taking your wall.
So now this is your third. This is your other wall. Right?
Neither did it become thicker.
Now move to the side.
You're gonna try to see this as this wall. If you're sitting over here, right? If your wall is over here, your schach is here on this. But if you're here, you're outside. You only have one wall. You don't have another wall. You don't have three walls anymore. You can sit outside if there's walls. If there's three walls, where you have, let's say like this. You have schach here, and your schach goes out over here. I'm sitting outside of my sukkah, but I have walls here. You're outside of your sukkah, but you're going to be in another sukkah. Right.
It's like if you make the H yesterday,
yeah, but it's not an H. We just went through it. It's not an H because it's the minat side. No, because you're not. Yeah. You have to be sitting inside the walls. Outside the walls.
What you do?
No, we said even in Rashi you hold that you need it. That's what we said. It's just you can make it through the other. You can get the heksha from him, but you have to have the walls. I'm gonna get there. So I might say right now we have two pshatim in Doifen Akuma. There's a lot of tumult that we can make about these two pshatim in Doifen Akuma. One pshat in Doifen Akuma is that the schach on top becomes Doifen. The schach on top becomes Doifen, and that says the Tosa Rosh. If that's the case, you definitely cannot sit in over here. The other pshat in Doifen Akuma is that we're moving the Doifen over. And therefore, I'm the schach on top is still schach. So then you can sit there, says the Tzeis HaRosh. Yeah, but then you're out of your sukkah. So how does that help? Okay, but those are the two pshatim. Good. Another nafkamina, get to that. Another nafkamina is, what happens if your schach, that l'mayla me'esrim, is also schach gozel? It's stolen schach. Can you sit in a sukkah gzula? So the Gemara speaks about mitzvah baba avera, chagasus tasalacha, that has to be yours. It's not going to work. So what about a sukkah that this schach over here is guzzel? Now, not only can your schach not be guzzel, your defanas can't be guzzel either. So if I'm saying the sukkah is working because I'm making this into daifen, is now going to be okay? No, your daifen's gazel, it's not okay. But if I'm moving it over here, so, okay, then that schach, I guess, is out of my sukkah. Then I'm okay. I don't need that schach anymore. Maybe I can't sit over here, because I'm underneath the schach gazel, but on the itzdeba l'cha, I should be able to sit.
Even though we're only moving the wall.
What? Avir is going to be an akasha, right? It's going to be akasha avir. Avir is going to be akasha.
Rabbi, the fact that we're moving the wall.
Gemara uses that as a kasha because avir. What?
The fact that we're moving the wall, mikayach of the
schach. Oh, that might be because you can't use avir, so that might be. Shaz, if I use it as a. Good, very good. Okay. The Ritve asks a kasha on this pshat. Okay, he brings this pshat, this rishon. He says there's a rishon that says there's one shita that holds you can sit out there. Obviously, he holds that the doifen akuma does not mean this, it means you're moving. Yes, yeah, so why are you calling it doifen akuma? That's what Rabbi Schweitzer asked. Why is it called Doifen Akuma? Akuma means bent. It's not Akuma. It's Doifen Hazuza. It's the Doifen. It's the moving wall. Why call it Doifen Akuma?
You would have an Oifen where Doifen Akuma would have to work like this, and you wouldn't need to rely on the moving.
Okay, so
this quality, in order to make a question, you're moving it, but the Doifen Akuma is still work.
But we're calling this Doifen Akuma. This is not Doifen Akuma.
Part of Doifen Akuma.
Why is it part of Doifen Akuma?
Where is this coming from? It's awesome.
This case is definitely.
What was halacha l'mishnah Sinai?
That seems like this is the halacha l'mishnah
Sinai. It's never a case, even the
feet. Doesn't seem like. I don't know. You could suggest that, but you'd have to come up with it. The Ritva says, why is it called Doifen Akuma? It's Doifen Hazuza. It's not Doifen Akuma. But l'chayra, the pshat is as follows. Vus epis, we move a doifin 4 amas. Why don't we move a doifin 10 amas? Why don't we move a doifin 3 amas? Why do we move a doifin 4 amas? What's the answer, Chaim? Why do we move a doifin 4 amas? That's how much a doifin moves. So when I put a doifin here, so the doifin, the area of the doifin is 4 amas. Mikoyach doifin akuma, I have the ability of moving the doifin. What's that? It's not that I see that the top, maybe I can't do that. Maybe I can't go flat. That's not doifin. Maybe he holds you can't do that. But I can see my doifin is moving. In other words, let's say it even better. What's the din of doifin when it comes to sukkah? We said from Abasher. What's the din of doifin? Is halal. So when I put a wall, where is the halal of this wall? What do I see? I can see that the doifin is moving. How do I see that? So the doifin is kilo. This is the place of the doifin. This is the halal of the doifin. That's the halal. That's what doifin akuma means. Because of the doifin akuma, therefore I could do it. The problem is, okay, so that's the, we mazbir, we have two shittas. Elo ve'elo divrei aleikim chayim, my friends. Two pshatim in doifin akuma. One pshat in doifin akuma is that the doifin, we see the gag as if it's doifin. The other pshat of doifin akuma is we move the wall. Both of them are called doifin akuma because one of them is mamish doifin akuma, the other one is mikoyach. The fact that a doifin can be...
That's a similar lochel moshim sinai you have a time for. Who says the lochel moshim sinai has a pshat? Maybe it's just a lochel moshim sinai.
Well, that's why we call doifin akuma. Why did they?
The reason why because the wall could bend.
Right, that's why. So listen. The Gemara knows that Loch Hashem Sinai and knows the source. So the Gemara is calling the Doifin Akuma. The Gemara is telling us that this is the reason. I wouldn't make it up, but the Gemara made it up. The Gemara obviously knew that that's the Messiah. So that's what it is. The problem is
it's just a chiddush.
It's a second pshat in Doifin Akuma.
It's a second pshat. It's not a separate thing.
Separate pshat.
Meaning somebody, there's a shita that doesn't hold to that? That holds not true?
Of course, because we're saying that you can't sit underneath it because this, Rashi says, this becomes Doifin. And the Ritzah says, this doesn't become Doifin, you move it over. Therefore, you can sit over here. The Rashi says, the Tosafot says, you can't sit over here because you're out of your sukkah. According to Rashi, that's not the discussion. That's not what Doifin Akuma is doing over here. It's Tunum Pshat, what Doifin Akuma is doing. The problem is that the Ritzah, who is quoting this pshat in Doifin Akuma, who is the Ritzah quoting?
Rashi.
Pella. It's not Rashi. That's not what Rashi says happens over here. Rashi says what happens? The stuff on top becomes Doifin. That's why the Rush said you can't sit underneath it because you're not underneath the Schach. Never mind in your sukkah, out of your sukkah. You're not underneath the Schach. So comes along the Bach and says, Eino Chanami. They had a different gear than Rashi. The Orach Laner says there was two Maduras of Rashi. In other words, Rashi first learned one pshat and then he changed to another pshat. Rashi was himself misupping in his two pshatim. And if you look at Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin, Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, Taka brings two pshatim. And it's very interesting the way Rashi brings it. He says, Mikan ani oimer. Take a look. You can look at Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, second line of Rashi. Let's take a look for a second. I don't want to get into the details over there because it's important details, but I don't want to get into it right now. Rashi Dimaschol Psula, Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, second line. The Avir Poisel B'Shloisha Afilu Min Atzad. Umikan Ani Oimer, Umefarish. Ha De Amrinon Shebeschach Pasul Min Atzad. Amin Doifin Akuma Lahachshir Ad Arba Amois. Hainu De Chashvinon Leschach Ki Ilu Min Hadoifin. The Schach is like Min Hadoifin. V'Ne'ekam V'Nichvach Lemaila. V'Avir whatever, that's this discussion. Says Rashi, that's what doifin akuma is. It is that I'm chashvin in the schach as if it's min adoifin. The eini mefarish, and I'm not saying pshat is royin es hadoifin ki iluhu akum. The hoylech tachas haschach, the wall moves under the schach pasul umagia the schach kosher. Umaitzias apsul min hasukkah, and it like leaves the schach pasul out of the sukkah. That's not what I'm saying. Rashi clearly is saying there's two different ways of understanding doifin akuma. I'm not saying this one. I'm saying that one. It's very interesting.
Are we able to choose according to this? Like in every scenario?
No. Rashi seems to say this. There's one. Doifin akuma means one or the other. And this is not what I mean, right? You can't, because Rashi is bringing a proof from a different sugya. From over there, I see this is what Doifin Akuma means over here. Doifin Akuma means one thing.
I don't get how that works if we're saying that it's coming off of the original din of Doifin Akuma, which is leaning. that now we can say that's
no forward. it's not a din that it's leaning, it's a reality. Do walls lean?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not a din. Because walls lean, therefore we said that I can move my wall. But there's only one din doifen akuma, move the wall. Or I could do this to make doifen akuma. Rashi seems to say it's one or the other. And Rashi, I never saw Rashi before say, ani mefarish, ani eini mefarish. It sounds like he has these two perushim in front of him and he's choosing one or the other. So it sounds like, the Aruchlin Eretz says, it sounds like the Ritva had a different perush in Rashi. There was Tafka, maybe Ksavi out of Rashi, a different pshat. But Rashi b'fanenu seems to say that what happens with what's on top becomes one.
There's no remus for the other pshat.
No, in our sugya, no remus. Now I'm stuck. I have a little bit of a problem. Because if I would have learned the other pshat in Rashi, I would be very comfortable to say, oh, you could sit out of the sukkah. You could sit off the yitzhaba in kshera, when it's bem tzeusa. You sit in the with the yitzhaba is bem tzeusa, kshera means kol sukkah. It's the menatzan means kol sukkah. I'm good. You could sit off the side. But that's not the way that it seems to be in our Rashi. And the Rashi on Daf Yudzayin seems to say, I need a parish that is going like this, and this is becoming doifen. So, says the Rashi, if that's doifen, you can't sit off of the Yitztapa. Rabbi Halpern's okay with that. I'm a little uncomfortable, a little queasy about it. So I want to try to be masbir. Say the following thing. The Rashi asked a question. The Rashi's question was, according to the Mandama that says your wall moves, so you're out of your sukkah. You're out of your sukkah. So how could you sit on? How could you sit off the Yitztapa? Zolzan, you're not making the schach into doifen. I understand that. But lamaisa, maybe your schach is okay. It's lamaisa, but you're out of your sukkah. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? And the shitas that say you could sit off your itzdabah. The pshat is as follows. When we say it, we see it, look at it as if your wall moves. Do we mean that your wall moved? What does it mean? Your wall over here can be goyder for over there. So it's ki'ilu, your wall moved, but your wall didn't move. So am I out of the sukkah? No, I'm not. It's not. You can't lean on that wall. It's like, hey, the wall's over here. Great. Where is that? No, there's no wall there. The wall's over there. It's just the wall over there will function as if it's over here. But lamaisa, I'm inside of my sukkah. So it being that I'm still in the sukkah, you can't ignore the fact that the doifen of the wall is over there. So it can function to as if it's over here, but the wall's over there.
But then it's a character disaster because you're not using the doifen as the doifen for the itzdaba.
What do you mean?
If you're saying that you're sitting there and the doifen is behind you,
right,
and you're not using the doifen over there,
so you still might have to use
the pasul
sukkah. Right. So you still might have to use the din of psal. You're right. You still might have to use the din of psal. That could be, but now you could use psal. But ichtracht, this I want to end. I always say a deep for it. This is really this ayur from Rabbi Yitzchak Wagner. He's saying the following thing. Rashi holds Zol Zayin, this became Doifen. But it's also Schach. It's not Schach. Schach. What made it not Schach? Because it's Doifen? Royin Ki'ilu, it's Doifen. So it's Ki'ilu Doifen, Klape, making that this is going to be the Doifen, the Chal Doifen is going to be over here. But the fact is that I'm sitting on the Schach. Nothing made it not Schach just because it's also Doifen.
It's Puzzle.
Why is it Puzzle?
Because it's Schach Puzzle.
No, it's not Schach Puzzle.
Why not?
Because it's the same way off of the itzdaba be'em tzeusa. I can sit down there. I my schach is l'mayim me'asim. We're okay because of psal. So too over here, I'm okay because of psal. You're telling me, but now I'm sitting under daifin. It's only ki'ilu, it's daifin. The same way ki'ilu, I could move my wall over here and still sit inside. I'm still calling inside the wall. I could make ki'ilu this daifin. Still say I'm sitting under schach. It's the zelbuk of ki'ilu. And Eibazay, perhaps Yutaka can sit off the itzdaba according to Rashi. What's the
kibbutz?
No
kibbutz.
No. It's the schach. The schach. It's sukkah was gavay master mamor. Ubana itztaba min atzad. Im yesh min itztaba lakoysal arba amos. Then the schach, which is schach, royin oisai ki'ilu hu daifen. But it's schach. So it's ki'ilu. So azoy vi, the ki'ilu over there, was saying, doesn't mean that I'm actually out of my sukkah. I'm in the sukkah. It's just roin ki'ilu is enough that I'm going to be able to be machshir, but I'm still in the sukkah. Over here also, it's enough to be machshir, but I'm still in the maischach. And maybe this will be kosher.
Why does Rashi need to be in farish of what David Akum is doing? Just say you're sitting in a kosher sukkah.
What do you mean? What is David Akum?
What's bending? You're not. You're in a sukkah that's a kosher sukkah.
Why are you in a sukkah? Because it's not. It's doifen akuma. The Gemara says, what does doifen akuma mean? Rashi's not supposed to tell us what doifen akuma means? That's his job. What's Rashi supposed to tell us?
Psal works that since it's an extension of Kasher's Kach, we're allowing it to work over here as well.
Yeah.
Once we're writing it Ke'ilu like it's Daifin, we can still say it's a Zel Bazach.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like it's some kind of separation. And once we're viewing it like it's wall, it's no longer the same exact thing.
Klape the wall, it's wall. Klape the Schach, it's Schach.
The Rush says
you're sitting under Daifin, you're not sitting under Schach. It's the same Rush that says that you're sitting out of your sukkah. It's the Rush L'shitasu, that the Ki'ilu is going all the way. But I'm just saying, the same way we don't say like that Rush, we're not saying like this Rush. But you're saying that no, the Rush is wrong, you could sit under Daifin. It could be, but I'm just saying that the Rush asks two questions over here. The Rush asks, one question is, if you're saying that your wall moves, you're sitting outside of your sukkah. And the Rush says that if you're saying that your schach becomes daifin, then you can't sit under it because you're sitting under the daifin. I'm saying the same way we're going to argue on the Rush, where the Rush says that you're outside your sukkah, it's only ke'ilu. We're going to argue on the Rush and says it's only ke'ilu. They're both, it's the same nakuda in the Rush. One's halachas rush, the one's taisa rush. But it really ends up being the same thing. That over here, this is still your schach. It's klape the daifin. We're going to look at it. It's ke'ilu, it's your daifin, but it's about not daifin. V'harai, it's not daifin. It goes like this. It's not really daifin. It's a lechemosh we see that klape Doifin, we can be maidate your halal from over there, but I'm still sitting under sukkah. I'm still sitting under schach.
So why do people say that as an answer?
And
to what? I'm saying that even though it's doifin akuma, I look at it as a doifin, I can still look at it as a schach. Over there, I take kravat, I can't still look at it as a schach. So there, I do doifin akuma all the way, and I look at it as a doifin, but over here, I'm a chadash, doifin akuma with it still staying schach.
I hear. It could be it's not even a chiddush at all. Vayis l'chayis, this is so pashut, I didn't even say any chiddushim today. The chayra, what he's asking is, according to the shittas that you could sit off of the itztaba. I could ask you very pashut, Rabbi Akiva. You could ask you very pashut. It's a machloikas if you could sit off the itztaba or not. Obviously, it's not so simple. You could sit off the itztaba. By bayis shenivchas, you for sure can't sit under the gag. So why don't you say that's the chiddush? I guess it's not a chiddush. I don't know. It's a kasha according to anyone that learns that you can sit up. The lamaisa shittas you can sit underneath the itzda, off the itzda baha. So why don't you say that's the chiddush? I guess it's not a chiddush. I don't know. I hear the kasha. Oh, good.
It's very funny that Rashi mentions Psal before in the first case of Itzvah, and then he doesn't mention Pesel again.
Yeah.
And his Hechsher is also different. He says the Hechsher is the Afu Chushal Yadu. It's a little different.
Zok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, Haisa gavaya mechof amu ubana itzdava be'emtsa'usa. Im yesh misvas itzdava ledoifin arba amas k'sheira. Maika mashman dimina doifin akuma hainu ach. Maratim doifin akuma ruach achas arminan. Avo mikor ruach lo'i kamashmalon. Ah, so Rabbi Isai, I have to stop for a second. I'm sorry. We didn't finish the job over here. I thought we were finished. Let's look at the Rambam. How does the Rambam learn doifin akuma? I apologize. We zachinu ledin that we have two pshatim in doifin akuma. How does the Rambam learn? Rambam, we gave out the Maram Kremis, Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Dalid. But this will end. Bona itztava ba keneged doifin amtsois, al penei kula. Im yesh be itztava shir roichav asukah kshera. Bona itztava keneged doifin amtsois, min atzad. Im yesh misvas itztava kleis la arba amas psula, pachas mikan kshera. Bona itztava be emtsa. Im yesh misvas itztava kleis la arba amas l'choruch psula. Pachas mi arba amas kshera, says the Rambam. U ki ilu hamechitzois, noigois be itztava. It's as if the mechitzos are touching the itztava. How is the Rambam learning? Like that? What do you mean? The wall's moving. The wall itself is moving. The wall goes to the itztava.
No, the itztava could be on top also.
That's not the itztaba.
Otherwise, you don't have the funness of a sukkah.
That's not the itztaba. The itztaba is a binyan. You're moving on the bottom. Every minute, itztaba to sichuch, pachos me'arba azam. You're moving to the itztaba, and from itztaba to the sichuch, you're moving on the bottom to the itztaba. The Rambam in Haperek Hey Alocha Yud Dalid seems to say otherwise. Four lines down. You have a house that it fell in the middle. Yeah. Less than arba amos. Royin ke ilu a koisel nekam v'yechshav ze haschach haposul miguf hakoisel. The schach becomes koisel ukshera v'davar ze alochol amoshe mi'sinai. So there's two discrepancies in the Rambam. First of all, it seems to be a steer. What's doifen akuma? Is doifen akuma moving the wall? That the Rambam seems to say in Perek Dalet. Or is Doifen Akuma making the schach into Doifen? Second discrepancy is the Rambam, and this the Chor is going to be part of the giveaway. The Rambam Perek Hey says Halacha LaMoishe MiSinai. What about Perek Dalet? Perek Dalet came first. Why wasn't that your Halacha LaMoishe MiSinai? So we have a stira in Rambam. What?
The first one is
Vayis. It's not Doifen Akuma. What is it? The Gemara says. Gemara says Doifen Akuma. The Gemara said it's Doifen Akuma. So the Rambam is going, can I get a Gemara? What's going on over here? Basically, this is like such a strong stira in Rambam. Listen, how do I say the Teretz? And if you're medai carefully in Rambam, it also has to do with the case of Pachas, of Doifen Akumim Mikol Tzad. If you look carefully in the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Aluch Yedal, continue with this, Beis Hashem, hopefully, and more. Tomorrow.
It's nuts. Absolute bonkers.